KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, in sports last night in girls high school volleyball play, it was Glenwood sweeping a pair from Thomas Jefferson, Maple Valley, and Tri-Center in tourney play. Also, Tri-Center took two straight from Thomas Jefferson and Maple Valley. TJ also swept a pair from Maple Valley. Also, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat St. Albert three straight. It was West Monona topping Logan Magnolia 3-1. Winterset 3-1 over Nottoway Valley. West Harrison wins twice, 2-0 over River Valley and 2-1 over Remsen St. Mary's. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Central Decatur beating Bedford in 2, Mount Air 3-1 over Bedford, and Central Decatur 2-1 over Mount Air in softball and volleyball rather last night. Well, coaching change may have come at as good of a time as any for Atlantic volleyball, with 7 seniors gone from last year's squad. Michelle Blake takes over the head coaching reins from Emma Meyerline, who stepped down to spend more time with her young family. Blake has been an assistant coach for numerous Atlantic sports previously, including as an assistant with Coach Meyerline during her first season. Coach Blake said that's helped in the transition for her.
When Emma first started that first year, I was her assistant. So I kind of was pretty familiar with kind of the way she was doing things. The other thing, though, is, you know, they lost 7 seniors from last year's group. So this is a pretty fresh group, you know, a pretty fresh group of girls that is just really athletic. You know, they're really, really athletic, and right now we're just really pushing them to work hard. So it's been a good mix of talking to Coach Byerline and Coach Hoig, and as well as, you know, developing our own sense of self.
Atlantic's coming off a 16-22 campaign last year, which showed improvement from a 4-28 season in 2016. For that improvement as a program to continue, the Trojans will need to fill the void of losing their top players to graduation. The two leaders in kills from last year, Cheyenne Elliott and Riley Seifert, are gone, as is setter and assist leader Sydney Swoboda. Coach Blake said the team feels like this has a great opportunity to build a confident mindset with a lot of young players.
We've really challenged them to get outside their box, get out of their comfort zone. And when we get to that point is when we grow, you know, not only as athletes, but as people, when we get out of that comfort zone. And so that's kind of been our challenge for the girls, is getting out of that comfort zone. And so, you know, I've been really pleased with those girls that are really stepping up. And, you know, we have a couple really quiet freshmen that, you know, they're loud in practice. You know, good things happen and they're getting excited. And it's not even just for things they're doing well, it's getting excited for their teammates. And, you know, pushing each other to be better in a positive way has really, really helped us. And I look forward to them continuing that.
Atlantic opens up the season Saturday at the AHSTW tournament in Avoca. They'll play in a triangular next Tuesday with ACGC and CAM as well. You can hear more from Coach Blake Saturday morning on our coaches show at 8:30. In high school cross-country action last night, the Gilbert cross-country Invitational. In the boys' Class B division, Madrid won the title with 36 points. South Hamilton and Earlham were second and third. ACGC placing fourth with 116 points. Noah Nelson of ACGC placed second overall, with Clay Bilheimer of ACGC placing seventh. In the boys' Class A division, Gilbert won the title, Kemper Catholic placing seventh. They were led by Tyler Putney, who placed ninth individually. On the girls' side, in the Class B division, Panorama wins with 46 points. Earlham was second, and ACGC placed third with 87 points. Kate Crawford of ACGC wins the race, with Ella Waddle of Panorama finishing second, Gwen Steffen of Panorama fourth, Lauren Embleton of Adair Casey Guthrie Center placing fifth. Riley Sloss of ACGC was 10th, and Panorama had Peyton Beckman and Olivia Steffen finishing 12th and 13th overall. In the girls' Class A division, North Polk wins, Kemper Catholic placing 11th on that side. Well, the Atlantic Trojan football team opens up the season tonight on the road at Saydell, and the team is excited to get there. The Trojans make the adjustment from Class 3A to 2A for this season. They'll open up against a 2A opponent with that experience behind them. Saydell made the jump from 3A to 2A in 2016, and Eagles head coach Justin Russell said it's been a very positive experience for his school.
Well, you know, I can speak from two experiences. The first one would be personal. When I'm a graduate of Saydell, played here, and with that said, you know, we were definitely in the 3A setting for a long time. I remember back when Johnston was a 3A, they used to be in our district, and, you know, it was tough then. And so the last couple of years now, that as a coach, I've seen that it's really put a positive spotlight on our school district, not just in the sense of athletics, but also academics, and just an increasement of enrollment. We've got a lot of good things going on in our district, and so a lot to be happy for, and it looks like it's going to be a good move. I'm happy that Atlantic was able to make that shift. I think it's going to be a good move for them as well, and now they can definitely shine a little bit more than they were able to in 3A.
Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said he knows Saydel will be a tough opponent. He wants his kids to know that making a class change doesn't automatically change anything on the football field.
We're not going to be able to just show up and expect to win. And I think early on our kids thought, well, we're making this, down to 2A, and that just means we're better right away, and that's not the case. You're not just better. You have to get out, put the work in, and show other teams that you are the better team. So we've been battling that a little bit. I think our guys are a little bit more focused now, especially after our scrimmage, we're not just going to be able to show up. We're going to have to play, and no different than with Saydel.
Atlantic returns some great speed on offense, and Coach McDermott said they'll start simple with some guys in new roles and expand from there. Defensively, the Trojans will be looking to build experience and depth as the season moves along. They have plenty of guys with experience, but some position changes have been made, and some guys will take on a much larger role this year, so game experience is going to help them. The Trojans will face a number of looks from Saydel's offense.
I think they'll be in a lot of four wide receiver sets. They seem to have a tight end and a flanker on one side and a split end and kind of a wing back on the other side with kind of a pistol set. They seem to be in a shotgun with a tailback behind them and trying to do some misdirection stuff, some jet sweep stuff, which is similar to what we do. They do it a little bit differently. And then they also try to get you going one way and then come back with that tailback off the jet sweep the other way. So that's a little bit of a concern. We've got to, keep our eyes focused on, what our keys are up front. And then our secondary is going to have to get down in the box a little bit and help us out tackling up front, too. So we've worked on that this week. I think we're comfortable on the back end of getting that extra guy down in the box for us to help our linebackers out.
We'll have coverage of the Eagles-Trojans game tonight here on KJAN. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Chris Parks and Seth Christensen will have the call for the broadcast tonight. You can catch it on air, online, and also live video on our Facebook page. And you can hear more from Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview this afternoon at 4:45, and our weekly Pick'em show is Who's Going to Win. That starts our broadcast tonight at 6 o'clock. You can join us for all of that. Well, Kemper Catholic is 10th-ranked in Class 2A, and they'll open on the road at Class A, 7th-ranked St. Albert tonight. Kemper coach Chad Klein says they have an experienced defense.
Just on the defensive front seven, you almost bring everything back. So we've looked at that as being a strong suit, but when you get that situation, you got to shore up every other spot. We lost some key losses in the defensive backfield, but we're really got some guys that have really stepped up to take those roles, so we're excited about that.
Klein says the Knights will feature more of a spread attack on offense this season. IKM Manning moves down a class to Class A this season, is ranked 5th. The Wolves open a challenging schedule. They'll host ACGC tonight.
Non-district games are all with 1A schools, which is a class above what we play in. We didn't get any Class A schools to play. We should really prepare us for playing that in a District 2, which I think is going to be very tough and competitive. So, I just think we're going to have to really be ready to play and compete each and every Friday night out. If we do that, I think we'll be okay. But, we're just going to have to understand that and take the challenge on.
That's IKM Manning coach Tom Casey, who says the Wolves have experience at a number of different positions heading into the season. In Major League Baseball action last night, in the American League, the Rays are in their 5th straight win, beating the Royals 4-3. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston over Cleveland 7-0. Detroit beat the White Sox 7-2. Minnesota over Oakland 6-4. In the National League, Philadelphia beat Washington 2-0. It was San Francisco over the Mets 3-1. Colorado beat San Diego 4-3. Atlanta over Miami 5-0. And the Cubs over Cincinnati 7-1. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.